Hi, this is Al Martin, and I'm here today with Nathan Bergeland. He is the CEO of U.S. Advisors Network, as well as U.S. Advisors Network Insurance Agency. Thank you for joining us today, Nathan.
Thank you, Al.
Why don't we start by you telling me a little bit about U.S. Advisors Network?
U.S. Advisors Network is one of the nation's first organizations to consult and facilitate the process of financial institutions entering, building, and maturing in the brokerage and financial planning business. We really grew from a small Midwest regional firm to a national organization consulting with financial institutions and advisors from Washington, D.C. all the way out to Hawaii. We are viewed as the independent front office of Securities America, one of the nation's largest independent broker-dealer firms. And that's a very unique situation because we sit on the same side of the table as the financial institution as we work with the broker-dealer firm to offer some of the best services that are available in that financial planning and brokerage space.
So what are some of the benefits of working with U.S. Advisors Network?
We have a vast amount of expertise. We have managers throughout the United States. Our average tenure in this business working with financial institutions as it relates to the financial planning business is an average tenure of over 20 years per manager. And we take that expertise and migrate it through in the form of benchmarking, practice analysis, training, recruiting, and the facilitation of the business planning process for advisors and financial institutions. We've typically seen where this expertise, as we leverage that, the financial institution or advisor will see a doubling of their revenue within a three-year period of time.
Now, I understand that you do a little bit of business planning. What is the business planning process that you U.S. Advisors Network takes clients through?
Well, in fact, I'm doing one right now with a large financial institution in Wisconsin. And what we did, first of all, was we sent out the benchmarking survey so that they could plug their numbers in there. We also have a scorecard that we send to the executives of the financial institution and the advisors to find out really if there's a disconnect between what some people think are going on in the financial institution and what really is going on. That gives us a good foundation for some dialogue as it relates to the practice. And the key is to get everyone really singing from that same sheet of music. Additionally, they've sent back their SWOT analysis, SWOT being an acronym for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And we analyze their particular program in this fashion and really look for what the drivers are or what the drivers are that we should put into a project plan. So this is typically a day-long planning session whereby we'll come out of that with some very strong ideas and a good map as it relates to, let's take, for instance, it could be referral, their whole referral process. So we have action items, we have budgeted, we have accountabilities, we have standards that we're shooting for, a lot of tasks that go into an overall project plan. But here again, we're focusing on the drivers. We want to see measurable results within 30 to 90 days, and we want to be finished with that project within a year's period of time so we can go back to the drawing board and focus on what is going to be the next driver. And how can we continue to get the most out of this program?
Well, I want to step back just a moment because you mentioned benchmarking and the benchmarking survey. I understand that you guys are currently doing a benchmarking survey. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the survey?
Yes, Al. People can go to www.fibenchmarking.com. In there, they can put in their financial information as it relates to what I would call the benchmarks of a financial institution investment program. And we'll be able to send back to them how they stack up against the industry. And we'll also give them a 20-some page white paper as far as best practices within the financial institution community. But as we take a look at some of the benchmarks, we want to just a handful of them might be the average revenue per transaction, amount of accounts per advisor, deposits per advisor, gross commissions that they're receiving off of every $100 million in deposits, referrals per year per advisor, the marketing budget as a percentage of their overall brokerage revenue, and technology budget as a percentage of overall revenue, life insurance as a percentage of revenue, and so on and so forth. So we really take a deep dive. So if we know, if we poke a financial institution's program here, they'll say, hey, that hurts a little bit. And more than likely so, because they're not hitting the target that they should be. And we can give them some quick ideas on how to rectify that.
Is there a perfect type of advisor or company that should be doing this benchmarking survey, or is it really for anyone who's in the industry?
I think it's for anyone who's in the industry in the financial institution space. And by financial institution, I'm meaning bank, credit union, or it could be an affiliation with an accounting firm or a property casualty firm. These standards are based, they've been built over time based on our experience, like I say, 20 plus years throughout the United States in this consulting field.
And where can our listeners find out additional information on the Financial Institutions Benchmarking Survey and as well as U.S. Advisors Network?
Well, as I mentioned, they can go to fibenchmarking.com or they can go to usadvisorsnetwork.com and learn more about U.S. Advisors Network. And we have a hyperlink there that should take them to the Financial Institution Benchmark site also.
All right, well, thank you very much for joining us today. This was very informative.
Thank you, Al.